Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The U.S. submarine fleet, superior to the solar system, the submarine fleet of our allies, therein lies the question. Royal Navy Trident submarine horror as 140 crew, quote, almost crushed to death in a plunge to danger zone. The Royal Navy, I learn by looking up, have the Vanguard class of nuclear-driven submarines. They have the Vanguard, now retired in 2020, the Victorious, which commissioned in 95, the Vigilant, commissioned in 96, and the Vengeance, commissioned in 99. We can presume that one of those boats was involved in this most recent incident. So I welcomed Jerry Hendricks, U.S. Navy retired captain aviator, also at the Sagamore Institute right now, to help me understand, is this a maintenance issue? Is this an accident that can happen to anyone? What does this mean about our allies' submarine fleet that is meant to augment the U.S. Navy's fleet? Jerry has written cogently over the years that the U.S. Navy's fleet is not nearly big enough to take on the role of China and Russia at the same time. Jerry, a very good evening to you. Is this a maintenance issue at a nuclear submarine? And is this something that happens routinely, or is it horror, as the headlines present in the UK? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. And I think the headlines are always a bit suspicious. You're dealing with, you know, British newspapers and the desire to sell papers. And so they'll take, you know, incidents and try to make them larger than life. This is actually representative of both a maintenance issue, but also a training issue. So if we read the story as written, and mind you, I take this somewhat with a grain of salt because the story is somewhat nebulous in the way that it's being told. The crew in the control room, in the conning area of the submarine, failed to notice that one of the key meters or indicators had failed. And this is the depth indicator. And so they thought that they were in level operations, but in fact were descending. And it was only the crew that were back in the engineering spaces near their reactor, who also have dual redundant systems there, noticed that the ship was descending and was, in fact, getting quite deep. And they notified the conning area that, hey, we're going down. And then all of a sudden, the watch team noticed that this indicator had failed, this gauge had failed, and they leveled the ship and began to ascend. So what you see here is, one, you have a material condition or maintenance failure of the dial or the gauge. And you also have a watch standing issue, because there has to be someone in nuclear submarines or submarines at all whose really job is to continuously monitor that gauge. Not only that gauge, but a number of gauges are going to look at the condition and orientation of that submarine in the water column. And so you had that gauge fail, but you also had a watchstander and probably another watchstander who was supposed to be behind them who failed to note that until the engineering team, ever watchful back near the reactor, radioed them up and say, hey, we've got a problem. You guys need to level out and begin ascending.
We look at what can go wrong in the UK fleet as a way of measuring against the US fleet. Nothing like this is happening. So I want to state generally what I've learned from you over the years, Jerry. We have two kinds of submarines, the attack class submarine and the missile boat, the boomers. And right now they're in the stage of making a transition from one class to another class. Is that all correct right now?
That is correct. And of course, we threw a little curveball in there, John, because we took four of our boomers and we made them guided missile submarines. So we actually have fast attack boats, guided missile boats that carry about 150 Tomahawks, conventional weapons. And then we have the 14 Ohio class ballistic missile submarines. So we operate three types of nuclear powered submarines in the American fleet.
And the missile boat is in the news because it passed noticeably through the Suez Canal is somewhere in the Indo-Pacific basin as a marker to anybody who thinks that they need to get involved in the war in Gaza. It's a very effective piece of diplomacy. But we now turn to a new challenge. I learned from an article in the Wall Street Journal that Jerry guided me to, which is the Chinese submarine fleet. Heretofore, Jerry, in the early part of this century, I remember repeatedly reporting on books that were being published by the Naval War College and other experts that the Chinese submarine fleet is inadequate, well behind, and extremely noisy. That was then. The Wall Street Journal says that it's changing. Changing to what, Jerry?
Well, we are seeing, and experts have judged, that the China is building a new generation of nuclear-powered submarines, both their fast attack or hunter-killer submarines, as well as a new generation of ballistic missile submarines, or these nuclear deterrent submarines. And we have concerns that these new submarines, based upon rumors and intelligence that are coming out of the People's Liberation Army Navy, are going to be markedly quieter by almost a generational standard. One expert within the Wall Street Journal essay said that he thought that these boats would be as quiet as the Akula class submarine that the Russians introduced in the early 1990s. And I'm here to tell you, as a guy who used to fly on top of Russian and Soviet submarines, the Akula was a nasty boat to try and get on top of and hold through, the sonar contact or passive sonobuoy contact. So if the Chinese achieve that, that's going to greatly complicate the U.S. Defense posture in the Western Pacific and that of our allies as well. And it certainly is going to cause problems for our plans on how to help defend or come to the relief of allies like Taiwan or Japan or the Philippines.
Noise. I've learned to say submarines are judged on the basis of noise. Do the Chinese evidence that they have the technology that matches ours for quiet? Because I think we set the standard for quiet.
We do set the standard for quiet. And in fact, we are what we call generationally ahead in quiet capabilities. John, it's an amazing thing. The Ohio-class submarines were built in the 1970s and 1980s. And we invested so much in making those boats as quiet as possible. And we still believe that they are some of the quietest submarines in the world. They were meant to go and hide. Right now, we're in the process of building new Virginia-class submarines and the new Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines. And the plan is to make them the quietest boats in the world, not only in the moment that they go into the water, but for 25 to 30 years hence. So this is a major investment that we've paid a lot of attention to in U.S. Fleet design. What we're seeing is that the Chinese are picking up the clues that have been sort of dribbled out either in military fiction or through leaks from the U.S. intelligence and naval services about how it was that we made our boats quiet. And they're beginning to integrate those key technologies into their submarine design. And John, that spells trouble for us in the undersea environment.
What is the underwater Great Wall? What does that mean, Jerry?
Well, the Chinese have invested not only in submarines, but also in underwater sound arrays. So hydrophones, microphones that have been strung out across the Western Pacific, creating a net or a great wall that they can listen for the approach of our submarines. Now, our submarines are really quiet, but if you pass right over a microphone, no matter how quiet your boat is, you're going to be picked up. The sound you're emanating will get there. And so they've begun to do this, again, to complicate our strategies on how to come to relief of our allies and partners in the region. China has invested a lot. So they have new submarines. They have these new underwater arrays, or what we would call SOSUS fields. They have also invested in a new generation of anti-submarine warfare aircraft, both prop-driven and jet-driven aircraft, as well as helicopters with dipping hydrophones. They are stepping up their game because they understand, as most people do, that it's going to be the undersea competition that determines the outcome of the next war.
And that's Taiwan. And I wanted to get to that in specific. And here's what I understand. There's the First Island Chain, and there are well-known passages through the First Island Chain. One of them, I believe, is the Out Islands associated with Okinawa. There are others. And right now, our understanding of the Chinese submarine fleet, can they exit without us picking them up, or is that going to make them targets for us when they try to get out of the first island chain?
John, we understand, everyone can look at a map and they can see that first island chain that begins with the Korea, comes through the Japanese islands, down to Taiwan, and then the Philippines. That defines this inner island chain. We understand where there's gaps in that chain, and so do the Chinese. So we know where to set up. I would encourage your listeners to get out what we call a bottom topography chart, because everyone, kind of thinks that the uniform is the ocean is uniform and flat and uniformly deep. It's not. It is populated by canyons and crevices and channels. We understand what that undersea environment looks like. We know where the paths and the highways are for submerged objects like submarines to be able to move. And we are able to set ourselves up in defensive positions or to penetrate in places where we have enough depth of water. The Chinese are learning that bottom topography game as well as we have. And that's what makes this really... This is why I say that anti-submarine warfare is chess, whereas other forms of naval warfare are checkers.
I'm speaking with Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator. He's now at the Sagamore Institute, and we're looking at the Chinese submarine fleet, the ambition of the fleet, because this defines the contest in the Pacific for the 21st century, if I understand how critical the submarine fleet is to the ability of the U.S. to defend our allies and the mainland. When we come back, Chinese missiles and American aircraft. What do we need? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.